Andrews with The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, March the 10th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, how are you?
Cool, I'm loud, aren't I?
You are.
Yeah, I've boomed.
You did boom a bit.
Two questions.
Yeah.
So, number one, who might be our show sponsors?
Today's show sponsors are Whitstable Stove Shop.
Fabulous.
Who, contrary to
your rumour.
Contrary to a rumour that was put out last week.
Not by me.
They are. I'm not going into that. They are, in fact, still based in Whitstable.
Now, Paul Andrews, are you for once in your life admitting that you perhaps might be wrong?
No.
Because you said they'd moved to Faversham. I disagreed and said they were in Saddleton Road. You argued.
Yeah.
And who was right?
I'm not going there.
Didn't think you would. Have you been to opening of envelopes this week?
No, not really. It's only Tuesday, mind.
Have you got any planned?
I have. I've got three planned this week for the rest of this week.
What might they be?
I don't know. I think you've got emails about them in there. I'm going to an apprenticeship thing at Crowborough Rugby Club.
Excellent.
On Thursday. I'm doing something tomorrow and I can't think what. But it'll be in my diary, and I'm doing something on Friday, and I can't think what, but I'm doing something. But I'm sure we've got details of it in all the emails.
But you say it's only Tuesday, but I like to hear the tail end of, because I only see you on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I like to hear the tail end of last week.
I don't remember what I did last week.
No,
blimey,
I
was all over the shop last week.
Do you know what I was doing on Scoff and Quaff, Superior Show, this morning?
I could give you a description, but I don't think you like it.
I had fabulous... We had Peter Wiggins of the proper tea company.
Tea company, yeah, lovely tea.
And we were doing black teas today, yeah. I'm drinking now. I mean, sadly, he poured this for me at 12 o'clock, so it's a bit chilly.
Right.
But a beautiful coconut black tea. Who'd have
coconut?
Thought? Yeah. Who'd have thought? And it actually smells coconut.
When you say coconut black tea, that's
smell
black
this,
tea.
Smell this, listener.
Shut up and listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah, go on.
It's black tea infused with a coconut flavour. Is
I don't
that
know,
what you're
smell
trying
it.
To say? No.
Why?
Because I've got green tea here.
It's squeamish.
Yeah.
It's very, very nice.
Is it? Good.
And we also had something, another brew.
Right.
Called the Golden Monkey.
Really?
Yeah. Which worried me a bit, because you remember there was that show ages ago and I said something rude.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Completely unaware that it was rude, because I don't mix in those circles.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if the Golden Monkey in your kind of circles, your coarse sort of circles that you mix in, means anything. Does it? I don't know. Have you been watching Poldark?
No.
Well, he's very handsome.
Who?
Poldark.
Is he?
Yeah, Aidan.
Do I need to know that for any particular reason?
It's absolutely fabulous.
Cool.
And my new husband, whose book is out on, actually, this Friday the 13th.
Right.
Published by Wiley.
Right. Frontier.
Yeah, you can find it in Waterstones.
Right.
And you can also find it on Amazon. Frontier, a book about his travel log, really, about the top ten emerging markets and frontier markets in the world.
Right.
And I happen to know what came top, do you?
No, I don't, because I haven't read the book yet, have I?
Well, you'll have to, won't you?
Well, I've got it on pre-order.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be able to get it this Friday.
I know.
And
I'm looking forward to it as well.
And are you coming to the launch?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you could drive us. Could you fit me, my mum, Josh, Stevie?
Isn't that typical? Isn't that absolutely typical? Are you coming to the launch? Oh, I tell you what, Paul, why don't you come to
me?
Why don't you come to Produced in Kent with me? Oh,
I know.
And because you don't drink, Paul, you could drive as well while I drink 19 bottles of Prosecco, get sloshed and throw up in the back of your car as
I wouldn't
normal.
Throw up. I never throw up.
Yeah. Okay.
I never have.
I'm going to publish my picture of you. No, I'm going to publish my picture of you again now.
Which one? Oh, that one coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm just wondering if we can all get in your Porsche.
No, you cannot.
I think I'm beyond the stage of actually getting out of it. That's the trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, no, we have had a bit of a start to the week here on Channel Radio. We had a huge announcement last night, and we're very pleased and proud to let everybody know that we have a new DJ presenter joining us from this Friday evening at 11 p.m. One Mr. Boy George.
Brilliant. I can't wait.
With his Club Culture radio show.
Fabulous. What time is he going to be airing?
11 p.m.
Perfect for Boy George. Mm. He'll probably just be getting up about 10:30, won't
yeah,
he?
Absolutely.
With so a little kimono.
Mm, something like that.
Some satin slippers.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah. So he's on Friday, 11 p.m, and then on Tuesdays, 11 p.m. straight after the New Potato Show. So we're looking forward to that.
Cracking. Well, I played a record in his honour. Mm-hmm. But because I'm syndicated, it's a bit weird, isn't it? Because my show's syndicated now in two different places. Mm-hmm. And then...
I'm syndicated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. USA, darling. Yeah. And, and other places, which I'll tell you about later. But, of course, I said on Channel Radio, so I've completely messed up the whole thing. It's very hard not to mention time, dates.
I'm really surprised, Jules. You messed it up.
Oh,
really?
You're very bitchy
I'm
today.
I'm really surprised
I might
did
not
that.
Talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the person that said, my emails don't work on my iPad anymore and it's your fault. Because your Wi-Fi. Yeah, really? No, it wasn't. You had the wrong password.
Well,
and then I walked back into the studio and what did you say to me? Oh, I don't know what I did, but I managed to download all the back catalogue of every single show I've ever done and leave it on your desktop.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind.
I did try, listener, in my defence, I did try to get rid of the evidence before you came back. Oh, your phone's ringing, Paul Andrews.
Oh, shall we see who
it's
that is?
It's so strategically placed. I noticed it immediately.
Hello. You're on the Business Bunker Show.
Ah, hello.
Hello.
Who's it's that?
It's Cookie.
I knew it was him.
It's Cookie. Hello, yes. Peter. How are you?
I heard the word silk kimono.
and you had to ring. So have you got your leopard skin number on then?
Well, I changed into a silk kimono, obviously.
Obviously, being a rock god that you are, mate.
Celebration of Boy George. Fantastic news.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, we're really made up about it. So how are you, Peter? What are you up to these days? Are you doing a bit of punk HR still?
Yes, well, my little bit of news for the day is I got so fed up ordering my books from Amazon and having to wait 3 months and getting charged £50 for a tiny box of books for them to come from the States, that I decided to do the punk rock thing and go independent.
Oh, wow, okay.
I had just... Yeah, since we're talking about books at the moment, I had just picked up a commission for a major book, Bloomsbury, who are not independent.
Well done.
That's so we really ought to go in Paul's car to the launch and get sloshed.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you and I in the back.
Yeah, we need a tour van for that, though, Pete.
With Boy George in the kimono.
Yeah.
And our driver.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, snake hips himself.
Yeah. So I decided to stick it to the Amazon man, and so they wrote to me and said, we're really concerned that you're worried about taking 3 months to get your books. And I said, well, you're not concerned, because I wrote to you 4 years about it before. I found a fantastic publisher called Cultured Llama.
it's great how these things come together, isn't it, Pete?
Yeah, I put a note up on Facebook that I've had it with Amazon. You know, can anyone help? And they said, we can. And I said, well, I've still got to have it on all the major outlets. They said, no, that's fine, we can do that. So they've just republished Punk Rock HR.
Right.
And it's culturedlama.co.uk. Cool. And they're going to re-release a completely new version of my other book, The Music Business, while we're waiting for Bloomsbury to get their major tome into operation. But I'm very, very, very pleased with Cultured Llama. And it sounds like a sort of silk kimono, doesn't it?
It does indeed, yeah.
It does.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know, I've been tweeting out pictures of Llama all week as well, with a completely different connotation there, mate.
Oh, I've missed those.
Yeah.
But your private life, of course, is for you to know about, and Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's just between me and the 9,000 followers, obviously. Yeah,
yeah, indeed. Yeah, yeah, so that's all good. So, I'm very much looking forward to Boy George. In fact, my other colleague on ME1 TV spotted him in a club the other day and was going to go up and say hello, but he didn't feel like he could.
Right.
So I'll get him to listen now on Friday.
Yeah, dude, 11 p.m. on Fridays and then 11 p.m. on Tuesday, straight after the New Potato Show, mate. Pete, look, good luck with the relaunch of the book. So are you planning to put all of your back catalogue with the Llama Mop?
My back catalogue?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's a bad line. yes, I'm putting my back... I'm only putting the ones that I did, which I published through Amazon, out through Cultured Llama.
Right.
The others are actually still available via the publishers. But Cultured Llama are well worth looking at. They do poetry and literature as well as... I'm in the curiosities section.
Oh, well, I can quite believe that.
Show us how that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
isn't there a sort of punk rock section?
Well, it includes punk rock curiosities, but they've created this section for me.
Right.
And they're a Kent-based business and a very nice little sort of small publishing house that do speciality things rather than sort of, you know, they're not aligned with the main publishers. Right. But I've known them for years because they're musicians, so they're obviously good people. And, well, I'll see you at the, well, we'll see you in the kimono.
Absolutely, mate. We shall look forward to it.
Cheers for now.
Peter, thanks for calling in. Lovely to hear from you, and good luck with the relaunch of Punk HR.
And is there a website or anything we can
look at? Well, it's easiest to get it at culturedlama.co.uk.
Thank you.
Well, I'm the Academy of Rock, but we already know that.
Yeah, we do. But we do have a lot of new listeners, Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, do you? Oh,
yes, yeah. Lots of...
Boy George, probably.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I don't think he's up yet.
Yeah.
Well, he might be.
Yeah.
He might be.
We'll leave that, shall we?
Yeah. Yes. Pete, lovely to hear from you as always, mate. Yeah, have a great rest of the day.
Okay, bye.
Cheers now.
Bye-bye. I love it when Peter Cook plays.
Peter Cook there from the Academy of Rock, and author, rock musician, consultant, an all-round nice bloke.
Bon viveur.
Yeah. And kimono wearer, obviously.
Kimono. Yeah. I keep thinking of the dragon. Isn't there some sort of...
Kimono dragon?
Yeah,
they're not nice, are they?
No, they're not. Yeah. Are they like the primate from Venom Tech?
No, they're reptiles.
Okay.
You can tell the clues in the name.
Yeah, but Venom Tech do have reptiles as well.
Yeah. They're highly poisonous as well, kimono dragons. I think they're a bit big for Steve and the team to wrestle over at Venom Tech, though.
Where do they live?
There's some island in Indonesia, isn't it?
Not on the Sandwich Discovery Park.
They're not on Discovery Park, no.
Not roaming?
Not as far as I know. No, they don't roam wild.
Okay.
Anyway, enough of that nonsense. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can phone us, as Peter just did, on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of me is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. We've had over 800 tweets already. I will read some of them in a moment. But right now, it will be great to introduce our first guest onto today's Business Bunker show. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back, after quite a long time since you were last on, Neville, Mr. Neville Gaunt of the Federation of Small Business. Hello, Neville.
Ages.
Hi. Yeah, it's been probably about 3 years, I think.
Yeah. I was surprised when you said, oh, blimey, the studio's changed since I was last here.
I can't believe that.
I was surprised how long ago it was you were last on, Neville. It seems like only yesterday. I mean, Jules has only just got over the tick.
I didn't bring Skittles this time, I'm afraid.
No, sorry about that.
And there's no little Jules either.
No.
She's probably at school.
Yeah.
So.
Must be.
Yeah. But you never know.
Cool. Look, Neville, quick introduction to those that don't know, and I can't believe there's many that don't, but a quick introduction anyway to the Federation of Small Business, especially over here in Kent and Medway. And then we're going to talk about what we are doing today, which is having a bit of an apprenticeship special, because as most of our listeners may or may not know, it's actually National Apprenticeship Week this week.
Yes, National Apprenticeship Week. That's really important for all young people in particular, but obviously for small businesses to take advantage of that great opportunity.
Yeah.
But the FSB, we've got a great following in Kent. There are just over 6,000 members.
Right. I think I'm right in saying is the FSB is probably the biggest membership organisation, business organisation in Kent?
Biggest in Kent and biggest nationally, right. And it's the most representative of small businesses within the UK.
Yeah.
Approximately 200,000 members, it sort of ebbs and flows, but we've got a big membership drive. Currently, it is national, Northern Ireland, Scotland, England and Wales, and it's split into a number of regions. And in Kent, recently we've moved from a branch-led structure into a regional structure, but it's actually improved it considerably because we've got much wider... much rather drift right way across Kent.
Yeah, absolutely. In the old days, it tended to be a bit isolated, didn't it? Because, you know, you had membership in, like, mid-Kent that only talked to each other, and then membership in East Kent that only talked to each other and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think that's probably a bit of a misnomer. People in South Kent thought that they could only go to South Kent events and they only met with South Kent members.
Yeah.
But it's a national organisation, so I think we've taken Kent to a new regime.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've got a very healthy regional committee now of all ages, which is really good because some members will think the FSB has this male, pale and stale approach of previous ilk. But there are a lot younger members than you and I, Paul. So
That's not difficult, no, in my case.
Or mine.
But so I'll tell you what, Neville, give us a bit of a roundup on some of the things and some of the issues that the FSB are handling, both in general and then also as far as apprenticeships are concerned. Because I understand there's a deputation gone off to the House of Commons. Is it today? A few businesses.
Yeah, there's a deputation, but sort of by invite only, and it's all in regards to Apprenticeship Week. And I'll read out the members from Kent because I think it's worth giving them a bit of a plug because they're taking the produce on. Artisan du Chocolat. I hope that is decent.
Come back, Jules. Jules has gone. Jules
my
has
one
gone.
Weakness.
Yeah.
There you go. Was it chocolate free and what's the other thing? Oh, sex. Yeah, that's Beyond Local, U Image Consultancy, Cicero Translations, and Creating Careers, which are all at the House of Commons today, and they'll be meeting the CEO of the National Apprenticeship Service and really giving their businesses a plug of the how, why and wherefore of what apprentices have done for them.
Yeah, fantastic. Good news. I also happen to know that the FSB has recently published a response to the consultation on apprenticeship funding, and the government has now published its response to the 2014 consultation on the future of apprenticeships in England and funding reform technical consultation, and has stated that employers will be given direct control of apprenticeship funding from now on to enable them to select the training that best meets the skill needs. However, further work will be carried out before a final decision is taken on which of the proposed funding mechanisms will be taken forward. So the government are kind of looking at this whole thing, because at one stage they were talking about withdrawing some of the funding, weren't they? But my understanding is that they have now put that in place for 2015 and 2016.
I think thankfully we've got a government currently that are listening. Mm. And they're certainly listening to small businesses, and the FSB actually have got quite an influential role here, and I don't know whether, just as a local member, you probably might not be that in tune with what happens at Number 10 and within the corridors of power. But this year we've got, as we all know, we've got this famous thing in a few months' time called the national elections, the general election. And just for that, the FSB have launched, it's a hashtag, you'd be pleased to know, so that's definitely brought us into the 21st century.
Right.
Hashtag #IBackSmallBusiness.
Right.
It's a dedicated website which is really about the difficulties that small businesses have and all the red tape. And the apprenticeship issue is just one small arena where, you know, businesses were getting a bit of a rum deal, if truth be known, of having to fill out this form, that form, and not actually being in control of the finance.
Yeah.
So it's a real welcome measure that someone's listening.
Absolutely. And just on that, because I happen to know, because I'm a bit of a wonk about these things, small businesses, we've now got 5.2 million in this country. 5.2 million small businesses.
How many in Kent?
58,000 in Kent.
He is a wonk, Neville.
Yeah, he is a wonk. And actually, it's gone down over the last few years, but that's not because it's anything to do with the recession. It's actually just through consolidation and people not actually going into small business. It's we get the push about, you know, we've got some great young entrepreneurs out there, so we need to be pushing them along too.
Yeah.
And of course, the apprenticeship route actually starts to bring that, you know, young flavour through.
It does indeed.
I've seen some businesses that have taken on an apprentice, and all of a sudden they've gone into another area because this young person that's come in has just been like a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely, because funnily enough, and I do a lot of talking in schools and colleges and universities about the job market because that's my day job. And the funny thing is this generation of people are the first generation of people coming into the job market that come with more experience in some fields than the people that are already in it in terms of new digital technology and stuff like that. And that is a sea change that has never happened before. But coming back to the apprenticeship route, it took quite a while for small businesses to get on board with it. But in the last 2 years, they've adopted it wholesale. And the last stats I saw, there are over 500,000 new apprenticeships created in the last 18 months. 76% of apprentices retain their jobs after qualification. Apprenticeships go up to level 6 MVQ now, which is degree level. So depending, you know, because you do hear a lot of, bless them, Daily Mail type approaches to things like this, you know, or who needs an MVQ in burger flipping? But they've misunderstood the whole apprenticeship thing. Because it isn't the same as it was before. You can get an apprenticeship in absolutely anything, yeah, and all kinds of levels and in all kinds of fields and at all kinds of skills levels. And the whole idea behind an apprenticeship, be it in burger flipping or advanced engineering, is it's about practical hands-on training as much as classroom vocational training. And that's what we've been missing for the last 20 years in this country.
Well, you know, Paul and I can go on forever on this particular subject because it's about upskilling and the right skill set and the right attitude and all those sort of great things that that probably are sadly lacking in young people coming through. And and certainly the FSB, again, you'll only, the good thing about the FSB and being a member is that you only get facts.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the statistics that, that are worth knowing, that 29% of members offer a government-funded apprenticeship. Mm-hmm. That's high. You know, we've got 200,000 members, so we're probably picking up quite a big chunk of those apprentices in the country.
Absolutely.
And 12% offer a non-funded, government-funded.
Right.
So, as, and I'm sure Middleton Murray, when they come on a bit later, will tell you a little bit more about the ins and outs of where the funding is and where the funding isn't.
Yeah.
But in essence, if you're under 19, it's a fully funded scheme. It's just like being at school.
Yeah.
And the real, the, you know, the real benefits here is you've got to remember that currently we've got 500,000 young people going to university. Last year, there were many firsts coming out of university that went to university in 1986.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we've got an upskilled or a more educated arena,
yeah,
but now what we're lacking really is a lot of those hand skills that you were mentioning earlier.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the other thing I think where we need to make it clear to everyone that's listening today, apprentices are not manual labour. This is not the plumbers and the carpenters and that sort of arena, the old City and Guilds approach.
Yeah, sure.
This is absolutely anything,
yeah,
you know, from a sales assistant, an admin assistant, a general bookkeeper.
Yeah.
I've noticed that the legal profession have now entered the arena with apprenticeship solicitor programmes and lawyers.
Shall I tell you an interesting statistic? 20% of graduates are now finding their first job through an apprenticeship.
Yeah, actually, one of my non-execs in the company I run is used to work for Network Rail. He was the recruitment officer there.
Right.
And they were finding 30% of their apprenticeship scheme was being taken up by graduates.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because it's all about practical. It's all about hands-on skills. It's about experiencing a job. It's about job and work attitude. And it's about time too. And I'm really pleased, and I absolutely adore the apprenticeship scheme. I think it's a fabulous way of getting those people that we've referred to as NEETs, you know, not in education, employment or training, which is a horrible term. It's basically our future. Our future of 16 to 19-year-olds, getting them onto the job ladder, which is what they were finding incredibly difficult. Oh, and just one thing on that as well, because a lot of people don't always realise this. And I won't get into a rant about it because I could quite easily, but our politicians moved the school leaving age to basically 18, yeah? Although what a lot of people don't realise, which is why the schools don't talk about it very much, is actually you can leave school and do an apprenticeship from age 16.
Which would suit an awful lot of
which
people.
Which suits an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
I do think there we got a real problem in that schools are funded in a particular fashion.
Yeah.
And in with colleges are slightly different because they're really keen to get the apprenticeship program moving.
Mm.
But when schools lose a 16-year-old, it's about £4,000 a year.
Yeah.
You've only got to lose five or six of those and all of a sudden
your funding takes a hit.
Your funding takes a massive hit. So so the government have got, I think the government have got to wise up to this arena and allow schools and colleges to work together.
Yeah.
You know, like some businesses work together.
Yeah, exactly.
There's an opportunity for schools and colleges to work together.
Absolutely. No, absolutely there is. Just in the final few minutes of talking to you, Neville, and I know you've got to get off because you've got some important things to do, just give us a little round out of some of the things that are going going on in the FSB world at the moment. I've got a load of local events that I'm going to talk about later that the FSB are doing. You know, you've got a networking event coming up in Dartford with James Burrows from Jigsaw Cloud doing the keynote speech there, and we'll talk about that a bit later with all the dates and times. And you've also got some hustings coming up for the election in both Dover and Rochester, I understand.
Yeah, they're going to be really key. Yeah. In fact, there was one in the whole hustings session kicked off last night in London.
Right.
And this year, around the country, I think we've got over 85 hustings that are going to be sponsored by the FSB.
Right.
That's probably 10 times as many as there were in the previous election.
Fantastic.
So, and the key to this is, I mean, I think we've got to thank Alex Salmon. We've got to thank him for something.
Yeah.
For bringing people back into the election debate, because he really has brought the hearts and minds back in. So, you know, come along to those events, because the Kent Messenger will be there, BBC will be there hopefully as well, and they'll be well publicised, and it will be an opportunity to get your message over, because we've had 8 million hits already on the IBAC Small Business website.
Right.
So,
excellent.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge, and that's unique hits, so that's not people coming back.
Yeah.
So there's obviously an interest, and as corporates, you know, the future of the country is small business.
Mm.
It has been for many years.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So what we've got to be doing is doing the education bit and getting these apprentices up through the ranks.
Yeah.
But at the same time, come on, you entrepreneurs, you know, just have a chat to the FSB. We've got some really good members who came out of school with no qualifications whatsoever. You know, one person put his hand up, and he's a producer of the show.
14 I was when I was asked to leave school.
I was 14, but I left because I had a broken leg. A horse kicked me. So I'm self-taught.
Well, so there you go. So
we both actually left school at 14 then.
We did indeed.
And
she and left school long before me.
I'm not going to get into that sort of rant. No, not today. But the key thing is, you know, there are great, great opportunities out there. So it's not just about, you know, taking an apprentice on, and you'll hear about how cheap they are and it's slave labour and all that rubbish.
Yeah.
And it is rubbish, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is.
Because these youngsters really, you know, they deserve an opportunity, and it's up to our membership to give it to them.
Absolutely. And just on that, because the national minimum wage for a young apprentice is £2.50 an hour or whatever. But in Kent, I can tell you for a fact that very few people are paying that rate.
Yeah.
Because there's a huge competition for the better apprentices, so actually they're paying quite a lot more. And the average apprentice salary in Kent at the moment is between £180 and £220 a week.
The other bugbear is if they're young and maybe they can't afford a car, transport around here is
pretty
bad.
Well, in rural areas it's a problem, isn't it?
So sometimes maybe they need a hand with lifts and things like that, which is often...
Yeah, I'm not saying...
A bit like you then, Jules.
Yeah.
Okay.
But mine's social.
Yeah.
I was going to say this, and they don't drink at 16, allegedly.
But Neville, to join the FSB, how much?
First-year member... Well, it's a really great membership scheme, because I call it the fourth emergency service or the first for business. It's £150 a year to join as a one-man band, but there's a £30 additional fee for the first year. Mm-hmm. But then it's £150 a year thereafter, even if you employ 100 people. Mm-hmm. So when you join, that's the rate you pay.
Yeah. Excellent.
So there's no escalation. They want you to grow. And it's all about supporting and protecting your business. And there's lots of free benefits that come along with a membership.
I mean, to be honest, you can get all that £150 back just by using some of the benefits, like, you know, cheap insurance and telecoms and all kinds of benefits that they offer, on top of all the free legal advice and free HMRC protection that they provide as part of...
You know, Paul, I think those are the last two you mentioned are probably the two that every small business should really look at.
Yeah,
and I know if you've got an accountant, they'll offer some services, but for the amount you get here, this is top-notch legal protection.
Yeah.
As soon as you take one person on, the FSB become your HR support.
Mm.
And there are contracts galore on there that are all available to you. And it's a free phone number. It's 0808 2020 888. I mean, it's really easy to remember.
Even you remembered it.
I remembered it. Yeah. So it's a really easy number to remember.
Fabulous. Neville, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for the update. on the FSB and what you're doing there. If anybody wants to pursue this, if you go to the Kent Business Radio website, there's a Dirty Great FSB logo on the front of our site, and if you click that, it takes you straight through to the FSB National Benefits page. So you will go straight to the benefits page. You can see all the things that you get for becoming a member of the FSB. And then also, if you want to see what's going on locally, if you go to fsb.org/Kent Medway, you can see the local events that are going on. But all of those links are on the Kent Business Radio website. Neville, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show.
Thanks very much for inviting me.
It's been a pleasure to see you again.
We need a Neville-only show.
We do indeed, yeah. And
we only Nevilles?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
I only know two.
Yeah. Neville. Yeah, that's Gary Neville's dad, isn't it?
Yes, Neville. That's right.
What's your middle name?
Neville.
Graham. I got that in early.
Yeah, that's confusing. Can we just call you Neville?
No, it's NGG, because my mother couldn't spell horse.
I've had a message in here. It says, great show today. Could you talk about two events that we've got coming up? Today, at 3:30, between 3:30 and 5 p.m, Ellie from 3AAA will be at the Switch Cafe in High Street Maidstone to talk with young people about apprenticeships in ICT, digital marketing and social media, and financial services. So do feel free to pop along if you would like to find out some information. So that's 3:30 to 5 p.m. today at the Switch Cafe in the High Street. Now, for those that don't know, the Switch Cafe is at the river end of the High Street. If you're coming up from the river, it's on the left-hand side, down an alley by the Turkish barbers. I happen to know that. My office is opposite it. So that's the Switch Cafe in the High Street, 3:30 today. If you're at all interested in looking at the potential of apprenticeships in the digital field. And then on Thursday, the 12th of March, for National Apprenticeship Week, Juliet Shan from 3AAA has teamed up with Kent County Council, Maidstone Job Centre and Maidstone Borough Council to hold a Kent Youth event. Young people between the ages of 16 and 23 are welcome to attend at the Maidstone United Football Club, Gallagher Stadium, between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. on the day to meet apprenticeship providers from the local area who are all recruiting young people onto their apprenticeship programmes and have many great apprenticeships, including Level 3 and 4 in ICT, digital marketing and social media, health and social care, business administration, hair and beauty, financial services. There's also private providers, Mid-Kent College, Hadlow College, are all attending. If you'd like any more information, you can follow on the Twitter at Kent Youth Event. That's at Kent Youth Event. You can call Juliet on 07812 672 514. And that is this Thursday at the Maidstone United Football Stadium. And it starts at, I've lost the time, 12th of March, teamed up, no, it's all day, sorry, that's right, it's all day at the Maidstone United Football Stadium this Thursday, so do get along to
Does
that.
Does it say what time it starts or not?
No.
Okay, we'll find out and tweet it out.
Yeah. Cool, thank you for that. Right, do you know what we're going to do now?
We're going to play a little bit of Boy George.
We're going to play a little bit of Boy George, and then when we come back, we'll speak to our next guest.
The new presenter.
Our new presenter, 11 o'clock on Fridays.
It's very exciting. Do you really want to hurt me?
I'd love to.
words of you I have spoken. I could waste a thousand years wrapped in sorrow, words I've spoken. Come into light and catch my tears. You've been talking, but believe me, if it's true, you do not know.
Small business owners like you claiming back on average £46,000 from the government. You see, the government wants to reimburse companies for innovation. What does this mean for you? Well, put simply, if your staff have spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're RIFT. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses. To find out from RIFT if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, March the 10th, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin, who's eating again. She's eating nothing but...
Nothing but snacks.
Nothing but snacks, yes. Again.
Healthy snacks, Paul Andrews, for the guests, of course.
Oh, nothing, yeah, you wouldn't eat anything
not
healthy.
A morsel will pass my lips.
No, I'm not surprised.
These are the pineapple and grape snack.
Right, okay. Anyway, we've got a bazillion tweets, and I'm going to read a few because we're kind of running behind here. We've had a tweet from the absolutely scintillatingly gorgeous... Shut up, rustling.
Just opening a packet.
Yeah, the scintillatingly gorgeous Becca.
Oh, yeah. She's
Serenity
saying,
Becca.
Is she saying you need a microdermabrasion?
No, she's not. She's saying, Paul, don't forget it's Mother's Day this Sunday, and at Serenity's at Whitstable and Canterbury, we have gift vouchers. Buy £50 and we add an extra £10 for free. So if you buy a £50 gift voucher, you get a £60 gift voucher for your mum.
And your mum will think you're really generous.
Absolutely. Mm. So you can find out about that by following Becca. And she's on the Twitter at Serenity Becca. Serenity, SerenityBecca. Serenity Becca. Do give her a follow and buy your mum some treatment vouchers.
Well, that is another perk. You see, when you do drive me to one of my jaunts, I'm often with Serenity Becca.
You are. Don't tell me these two. Good grief. The trouble they've got me into. I'll tell you the story when we got a few hours spare. I've also had a tweet from the lovely Lelaney Mitchell. Lelaney was on the show about 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
We haven't seen her on the show again recently, but she's tweeted in asking for a shout out. And Lelaney runs workshops and events for transactional analysis and human performance and motivation. And you can follow Lelaney on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is LEILANI Mitchell, Leilani Mitchell. Do give Leilani a follow. She's a fascinating lady, and they do loads of really interesting things. She's based over in the Crowborough area of East Sussex, West Kent, and do check them out. They run lots of workshops, have loads of interesting things to talk about, so do give her a follow on the Twitter. We've also had a tweet from somebody on the Twitter called Mrs. P.
Mrs. P.
And her Twitter handle is love. I'm liking this already. _TunWells. Love_TunWells. Mrs. P. Love_TunWells. And she says, Flow Tunbridge Wells, a new studio in the centre of the town for yoga, osteopath treatments in Tunbridge Wells. Move better, feel better, live better, she says.
Well, you could do with some of that, couldn't you?
What, a bit
feel
of yoga?
Feel the flow.
Yeah. So that's love_TunWells on the Twitter. Do give them a follow and find out more about their yoga and osteopathy treatments. And Sophie Carson of Clever Dresser on the Twitter. That's her Twitter handle, Clever Dresser. She says, could we have a shout out, please, Paul, for Clever Dresser? We are moving premises this week from Hollybush to Bank Street in Sevenoaks. So, many congratulations on moving.
Where's Hollybush?
Hollybush is down by the Vine.
God, it doesn't sound like it.
Why?
Hollybush, I don't know.
It's where the hockey pitch is.
I thought it was in Ireland.
Don't you know
something?
Nothing?
Not really. No, I don't really get to those parts much. Nobody would drive
Hollybush Lane is down by Sevenoaks Hockey Club.
It's very hard for me to get a lift.
By the Vine, which is a cricket pitch. Don't you know nothing?
I don't get out much, do I?
No, you don't. Anyway, they're moving to Bank Street, which is more in the centre of town.
Okay.
So that's Clever Dresser, and that's the lovely Sophie Carson. And many congratulations on your move, and hope it all goes well, and you settle into your new premises really well. We've also had our weekly tweet from Mr. Lee Willis, who, as you all know by now, is the chair of Ancorians Football Club, who are the community football club based over there in Medway, who run more than 20 teams for every area of the community you could possibly imagine. Boys, girls, men, women, disabled teams, all kinds of things. They're always looking for players. Last week they asked us for players for young ladies in currently school year 10 who would like to play football. So do get in touch with Ancorians Football Club, or you can follow Lee on the Twitter, which is Lee JW. It's his Twitter handle, and that's Lee, spelled L-E-I-G-H. The fantastic Mr. Adrian Kearney of AKA Pet Services is listening in and says hi. Adrian runs a pet taxi service and pet ambulance service over there in the Medway Towns. If you need to get your pets taken to a vet, Adrian can help you. He's fully approved and licensed by DEFRA to carry animals, including Samson the parrot.
He's probably got a bit of a nightmare. Samson on his shoulder now.
He probably has as well. And Rift Accounting are tweeting in, and they're saying, to any of the listeners that want to form a limited company for the new financial year, it can take a few weeks to get set up with HMRC and the banks, so now is the time to do it. So if you're thinking about it, you want any advice, or you know you want to do it, or you just want to chat to someone about it, please get in touch with Rift Accounting, and you can find all their contact details on the Kent Business Radio website on the homepage. Just click on any of the Rift Accounting links, and it will take you to their pages where you can find out about all of that kind of thing. And Mr. Grenville Allen.
I like Grenville. What a lovely
Grenville
name. Yeah.
It's like open all hours, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Grenville?
Yeah, Grenville. Well, His name was Grenville, wasn't it?
I haven't watched
it.
He
was. What are you laughing at? She's Northern.
Is
she's
that
laughing.
Like last... Yeah, we're good at Northern.
Yeah. Well, not that good.
Ale.
Yeah.
Well, we've got our little repertoire that we can do.
Yeah, she's got a whippet and everything.
Ale. Yeah. Ale.
And clogs.
No, you've gone a bit Liverpudlian.
Yeah, but you stopped going.
I said, up yeah. at Barfoot Jar for Timmy Taylor's. Yeah. Ayo. Yeah. Whip it.
Anyway.
Pigeon.
Grenville isn't from anywhere up north at all.
Oh.
He's from Tunbridge Wells, actually.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's Grenville Allen on the Twitter. That's G-R-E-N-V-I-L-L. E-A-L-L-E-N, Grenville Allen. He says, Vanilla Web, about to get some branches to saw. It keeps the lecky bill low, you know, even though it's sunshine and fresh air. So thank you for that. Sawing up logs over there, not in the north of England. And
I would laugh, but I'm reading my tweets.
Are you?
I'm sure you said something jovial then.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Gullan's Employment have tweeted in.
Oh, the lovely girls.
Yeah, loving the picture of the llamas.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And look forward to seeing you there. That's The Business Bunker are setting up base camp in conjunction with Rift Accounting at Kent 2020 Live in May, and we will be there.
May the 13th.
It is May the 13th, in fact, and we will be there all day with the radio studio. As it happens, we've also just agreed to do one at the West Kent B2B in Tunbridge on March the 27th.
That's
so in a couple of weeks' time.
Two days after my new husband's book launch.
Yeah. And we've had a tweet from Kelly Culver, who says, I'm an apprentice.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
We want to know more.
Well, I can tell you more.
That's just a little teaser,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah. She's a digital and social media and content apprentice.
Fabulous.
Working for Virally App, who are a software company based in Fruitworks in Canterbury.
Okay, so do you know her?
I do indeed.
Will you go and visit the bats?
I do indeed know Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's very good. And in fact, if you go onto the Kent Business Radio website blog pages, at least four of the blogs were written by Kelly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I will. I'll go and peruse. I must go meet her.
Including the current one, which is quite interesting.
Currants?
Yeah, the current one.
I do love a currant.
Do you?
Prefer sultanas.
Yeah, yeah. Thermal Printers, who are a new listener, have said, good morning, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin. We're enjoying today's show and hearing all about National Apprenticeship Week, so thank you for tweeting in.
The Gullens girls have perked up and they said, oh no, not the northern accents. As a lady from Derbyshire, please stop. Can you do Derbyshire?
Hey up, duck.
Hey up, ducky.
Hey up, duck, yeah.
Are you coming off to Barfordshire?
No, I can't is the answer to that.
my nanny used to say, I'm not rich.
Your nanny?
Yeah, it was a grand.
One's nanny used to practice.
I knew you'd say that. Yeah. Like grandmother, you know, but nanny, because I'm working class.
Oh, your nan.
Yeah, my nan.
Your nan.
Well, didn't you ever say nanny?
Yeah, no, nan.
You said nan.
Nan.
Oh, well, I came from Essex, so, yeah. You know, rough comp.
Was it my nanny used to say... Kathy What's-Her-Face that used to do that nan character?
Oh, God, yeah.
That was brilliant,
that
was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was her name? I can't remember that. But nan, yeah, where she does that...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and all the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as I was saying... I can't remember what I was saying now. What was I saying about... Oh, yeah, my nanny, used to say... and he got a lovely head of her...
What about me?
Yeah, and Eopduk.
Yeah.
But she was from Louth in Lincolnshire, so I'm a bit confused between Derbyshire. I don't think Derbyshire say ducky. I think it's Lincolnshire say ducky.
No, Eopduk is very Derbyshire.
Duck Stoke as well.
Stoke as well. I like that.
We want strong northern accents, please.
Yeah. Not Birmingham then.
No, we don't want that. It reminds me of Crossroads. No, Benny!
Yeah, we ain't got no Kerry Bovril.
You know, poor Liz Gilson, Nurse Liz, she's listening in Maryland and she has to get up at the crack of dawn. She listens to the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff, 11 to 12 every Tuesday first. But she has just praised me, Paul Andrews.
Yep.
She says, this is what I love about you, Jules Serkin. Connect local SMEs. Go, Jules Serkin, because on my Superior Show, we're also connecting all the local businesses. And then we continue here.
Liz, get a grip. Stop encouraging her. We don't need it.
She got up early.
Do you know what we're going to do now? Just so I don't have to talk to you anymore, I'm going to talk to our next guest on the show. Yeah, because it's about time we
did. Can't wait.
Yeah, now this is interesting, folks. This is very interesting. Some of you may remember that the lovely... Sam Kelly from Irish TV was on the show a few weeks ago.
Sent us flowers.
Yeah, and she sent us a gorgeous bunch of flowers. Thank you, Sam. And Sam, will you stop wafting?
I'm just undressing the guests.
Yeah, yeah.
Look.
Sam runs a hashtag on a Monday night called British Biz Party. And what they do at the end of that 2 hours, which runs from 9 till 11, is they award a business with the British Biz Party Star Award. And we've said that we will have whoever wins that as a guest. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show. Leave him alone, please.
He's hot.
I'm sure he is. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show one of the first winners of that award, Andrea Childs.
Thank you.
Click Business Solutions. Now, Andrea was going to ring in because you're based up there somewhere up north.
Based in the West Midlands.
Yeah, but you're from Yorkshire. Lass. Yeah.
Wordsley.
Which was probably the start of all that shenanigans that went on earlier. But
much more fun to come in the studio, she said.
But she rang me a few days ago and said, do you know what, we're going to come to the studio. And it's absolutely brilliant that you've come all the way down here to see us, Andrea. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Why don't you tell the listener a little bit about you and your business?
I will do. I'd firstly like to say thank you for having us on the show, and thank you to British Biz Party as well, because that is a really good network.
It is, yes, fantastic, isn't it?
And there's hundreds of companies getting involved, and it's not just everybody selling themselves, it's everybody interacting, which is really important, yeah. And that's a really, really good event. So, and for me, Twitter is brand new for me. I'd never been on Twitter before the beginning of this year, and since the beginning of this year, I've now got over 2,500 followers on Twitter, which for a small business like I am, is really, really good. So and it's down to British Biz Party and other events like that that have helped that. So that was really, really good. Click Business Solutions, that's my company, set it up 8 years ago, and basically what we do is we work with SMEs across the whole of the country, and we write their tender documents for them.
Right, okay.
If a business wants to work in the public sector, if they want to win a contract with a council, a school,
yes.
a university,
anything
public sector, they basically need to fill in a huge contract document. They need to tell them everything about themselves, who they are, how long they've been doing it for, what they do. They need to have every policy, every procedure. So we basically, I knew out there that there was a lot of small businesses that were perfectly capable of doing the work.
Yeah, absolutely.
They couldn't win the work because they didn't have...
They don't tick the right boxes.
Yeah, or they didn't have the time or the ability or resource to actually lock themselves away in a dark room for a week and write this huge tender document.
Yeah.
So I thought there maybe was a niche in the market for offering that service. Yeah. So I'd been doing it. I was originally from the recruitment industry, and I'd been doing it very successfully in recruitment for many years, and winning the company I work for, huge council, Birmingham City Council, Coventry Council. You know, so I thought, well, yes, I can do this. So I set the business up. You know, now there's a team of six or seven of us,
right, okay.
and up there in the West Midlands.
In the West Midlands.
people do. When I go back to Yorkshire, they say I sound like a Brummie, but when I'm down in the West Midlands, they say I'm still Yorkshire. So, and we work with predominantly SME businesses, but we do have some larger clients. But you know, we write tenders across all different sectors. You know, we do a lot of catering, security. We do a lot of cleaning tenders, school meals, companies that supply school meals. But we've also done more unusual ones like urinals, portaloos, and even TB testing on cows. So you know, you name it, we've probably written about it. And we work really closely with our clients. We get to know who they are and what they do and how they do it and why they do it better than their competitors. And then we put it all into words for them because they don't have the time or that
absolutely
ability. So it's a kind of an outsourcing your business development, really. I mean, a lot of small companies will outsource their IT, they'll outsource HR, but they don't really think about outsourcing their sales or their tender writing. And, and it's something that we say, well, yeah, we can do that for you. You're the expert, so you need to tell us what you do, but we'll put it into the words and answer all those questions for you.
It's really interesting that, because I think it's a bit more than outsourcing as well, because I don't know how much you find this, but down here in the South, there's been a lot of issues over the last few years where a lot of businesses have said, you keep, especially here in Kent and Surrey and Sussex, where local authorities have a huge tendency to use big London companies.
Yep.
Yeah, and loads of local people go, you never use local companies. So they've started to offer out tender opportunities to local small businesses. And then they go, yeah, but the trouble is nobody tenders. And that's because
they're
everybody
put off by that bureaucracy,
ginormous.
That task they've got ahead of them. Funny you should say that. I mean, the procurement in the UK is governed by Europe. We're governed by European legislation. Yeah. But the regulations have just changed from February, and they are very keen to get more SMEs involved and make it easier. So they have made some changes. They're supposed to be reducing the red tape. Whether that actually happens or not, I don't know. They've also removed some of the turnover restrictions, because they used to have restrictions in place that said that your turnover would have to be double the contract value for you even to go for it. They've removed that, so that helps SMEs. And also they've also demanding now that if you work for the public sector as an SME, you will be paid within 30 days, and that has to happen. It's not just best practice anymore. It has to happen. So they are, I think they are following through with their word. They are trying to engage more SMEs, because ultimately SMEs can do the work, but they just can't always win it, because the big boys are out there with huge business development teams that can. Funnily enough, linking it with the Apprentice Week, an area that we find it, when we're writing bids for our clients, is if they have got an apprentice in their business, it's a huge asset when you're writing a tender.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's great for training, it's great for corporate social responsibility. It really shows that they're an innovative company if they're taking on an apprentice. Yeah. So that, you know, that links really well into what we do. And if we're working with a company that's got an apprentice scheme, we write a lot about of it in our tenders, because it's a real positive selling point.
Absolutely. It's funny you should say that, Andrea. Right where we are here on the Romney Marsh, there's a government scheme called the Marsh Million, which is a small business support scheme in which it's match funded unsecured interest-free loans to small businesses, and a lot of the criteria is a willingness to hire apprentices, or in fact hire anyone but particularly apprentices, when bidding for that money. And again, I mean, is do you help businesses with those kind of tenders and formal documents as well?
We tend not to do too much in the funding area, because it is more of a specialised area, the funding market. So we're looking at winning businesses contracts. So whether it's to supply services or supply goods, or if it's construction to works, you know, work. So it tends to be, if a cleaning company wants to win a cleaning contract with a school, a university, a council, we will fill in that business bid for them. But yeah, I mean, we are approached about funding all the time, but we tend to stick to what we know and we're good at, which is the business bids.
And in my experience, once you're in with a council, and if you do the job well, you're in there. They don't chop and change
the
too
majority
much.
Of tender, the contracts that when they're awarded could be 3 years. Some of them have a 2-year extension. So, you know, if you've won it, you could have it for 5 years. And as a general rule, the public sector, the councils, or they don't like to change. And if everything's good and it has to go back out to tender. But if you're the incumbent supplier doing a good job, you've always got the best chance of retaining that if everything's good. So, I know from years ago when I was in recruitment, the first contract I won for the company I was working for when we started to tender was Birmingham City Council, which is the biggest council in Europe.
Right.
You win that. It's like a domino effect. The
Absolutely.
Same year, you know, we won another four councils. We got on the NHS framework for supply, and it kind of rolled from there. So it's always hard to get your first one, but
I was going to ask you about that. Once you've got one of these under your belt, presumably that helps you in terms of testimonials and all the rest of it. We're getting others.
I mean, you know, one of the things they look at is, and they always say, is, you know, show similar contracts, show similar, you know, give me a case study from a similar client. So it's great once you've got one. And a lot of people are put off because they say, well, we haven't got any experience like that. But I think the art of a good bid writer is to create a contract that's not create a contract, but find a contract that they are working that's similar, and then, you know, bring out how that could work and how they can, you know, show that the likeness of the contract that they're bidding for, really.
So, Andrew, how are you doing that? Are you going to visit these clients when you're doing a tender, or are you?
Yeah, I mean, we build a very close working relationship with our clients, and it is more of a partnership approach. And we, you know, depending on what the client does, we find out how they do it, who does it. We learn about the team, their experience, and we go and spend time with them. And then we write those words. I mean, we obviously don't get involved in any of the pricing elements. That always stays with the client.
Sure.
They have to price. But we're doing all the quality, the methodology, all that side of it. Yeah, so we, you know, we have to learn all about TB testing, urinals.
Right.
You know, anything else that we're writing about, we learn about it. So, you know,
Jay's fluid.
Yes, yeah. Legionella testing. You actually know, we've written about it. So, yeah, we have quite a large client base where we work closely. But luckily, they don't all come on at the same time. So it staggers. So the work, you know, it's constant. But it's, diverse base clients. So across the whole of the UK as well, we work anywhere.
Fantastic. We could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're running out of time. Could you give the listeners a couple of tips, a couple of heads up, things that they ought to look at when they're doing this kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, really, make sure when a contract is advertised, so the public sector wishes to buy something and they put a contract notice out, and they will give you, if there is any mandatory criteria, they will give you a mandatory turnover figure. If there is one, they will tell you what minimum insurance levels you need. Make sure that you can meet the minimum requirements before you even pick up your pen and start, because they will shortlist you, and if you don't meet the minimum requirements, you won't get through the first stage. So that would be one for me. Answer all the questions as fully as possible, really. Don't be modest. This is your only opportunity on this piece of paper, or these 400 pieces of paper that you're handing in, to sell yourself. So don't be modest. Use case studies, have previous contracts. You know, don't be modest and prove it with evidence. You know, show pictures, show evidence, show statistics. And the third one, really, for me, would be quantify any statements you make. You know, I know people before we came on board that would say things like, we supply extensive numbers of products to the NHS in a fast turnaround time. Don't say that. What you need to be saying is, last year we supplied 50,000 pieces to the NHS with an average order delivery time of 4 weeks.
Right.
So quantify it and use statistics and facts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that they know how good you are, and don't be modest.
Fantastic. Andrea, thank you so much for that. Give us a shout for your website, your Twitter handle, and how people can get hold of you.
Yeah, well, the business is called Click Business Solutions, but it's Click with a K. So that's what a lot of people get wrong. So it's Click with a K. So as I said earlier at the beginning, I'm a huge Twitter follower. So on Twitter, if you want to follow me, it's at Click _ business, and that's Click with a K, as I say. And my website is www.clickbusinesssolutions.co.uk.
And as Andrea says, it's K-L-I-C-K.
Yes, Click with a K.
Fantastic. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us on the
Business
Month
Show.
Thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you and to find out about the fantastic job that you do writing bids for people. Please do get in touch with Andrea if you need her help. It is a fantastic way of generating new business for those of you that are scared to tender, or, you know, don't want to do the paperwork.
Don't be scared.
Here's someone that's going to help
you do it.
Pass
it over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Feel the relief.
Yeah. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us on the Business of
Funko. Thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
We're going to have a little break now while we swap over in the studio, and we'll be back shortly.